Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Coast Guard is now assisting in the manhunt for a suspected mass shooter in Maine. The Coast Guard is using sea and air assets to help look for 40-year-old Robert Card. 18 people were killed in the town of Lewiston after a shooter opened fire inside a bowling alley and a bar last night. Residents in the area have been asked to continue to shelter in place as the manhunt for Card continues. After taking fire from Iranian proxies in the Middle East for the past couple of weeks, injuring roughly a couple dozen U.S. personnel, the United States has hit back last night. Two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militia groups were described as self-defense strikes. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a statement that at President Biden's direction, the strikes were carried out at facilities used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Pfizer and BioNTech have started Phase 3 trial for the combined flu and COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. The pharmaceutical company reported positive results from its Phase 1 and Phase 2 study. Pfizer said the Phase 3 trial will look for any side effects, and it will start in the coming months. In June, Paul McCartney revealed that he had recorded what he called the Beatles' last song, made with a little help from AI software. The Beatles' final song, called Now and Then, will be released Thursday, November 2nd at 10 a.m. Eastern. The late George Harrison.
I was talking to Yoko, and she said, I think I've got a tape of John.
Paul called me up and said he'd like to work on Now and Then. He put the bass on, I put the drums on.
It's the last song that my dad and Paul and George and Ringo will get to make together.
How lucky was I to have those men in my life?
Today is the day to set aside those imports, as it's National American Beer Day. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Roughly 900 troops are being deployed to the Middle East to bolster U.S. force protection capabilities in the region.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder made the announcement, adding the forces will not be going to Israel, but are intended to support regional deterrence efforts. Ryder told reporters U.S. and coalition forces have been attacked 12 times in Iraq and 4 times in Syria over the past week. I'm Dave Collins.
The United States military is reporting a Chinese fighter jet on Tuesday came within just feet of an Air Force B-52 bomber over the South China Sea. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command says the Chinese pilot flew within 10 feet of the B-52, putting both aircraft in danger of collision. A staggering number of Americans are facing food insecurity.
According to a recent report from the Department of Agriculture, more than 44 million Americans resided in households struggling with food access in 2022, marking an increase of over 10 million from the prior year. In response to the findings, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack expressed his strong dissatisfaction in a press release. Among the households dealing with food insecurity, more than 13 million include children. I'm John Schaefer.
The new Hunger Games prequel movie comes out November 17th. It's called The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Thanks for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. She is Liz Peek, the Fox News contributor and Wall Street analyst. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm happy to join you. Thank you.
Always great to have you with us. As you write, Americans have been murdered, taken hostage, and wounded by Iran's proxy. So where is our president, huh?
AWOL, I would say. Mm-hmm. He talks a good game about holding Iran accountable. Actually, he doesn't even talk a very good game. Took him better part of a week to actually even mention Iran. Mm-hmm. But we're not holding them accountable, Bill, and the results of that are tragic. The Biden administration has basically swelled the coffers of Iran. Iran has much more money than they did under President Trump. When President Trump took office, Iran had foreign currency reserves of about $124 billion. Because of the very tough sanctions imposed by that government, the Trump administration, that went down to around 14 or actually 12, I think, billion. Mm-hmm. And then Biden took over and, you know, guess what? It's soaring again because they lifted, they basically relaxed sanctions on oil exports. They've turned a blind eye to the fact that Iranian oil exports to China have gone through the roof. And guess what? They have a lot of money now. So if you really want to starve the beast, if you really want to cut off the head of the snake, that's where you go. And they refuse to go there.
Well, and it's what's shocking about this, Liz. I mean, this was pretty well agreed upon, you know, by Congress that they would put these sanctions on China, and in the dark of night in the back rooms on Iran. Yes, I'm sorry, on Iran. And these were China purchases. But and then in the dark of night, you've got we're told now three operatives that are favorable to Iran. One of them, Malik, has been kicked out. He has been stripped of all clearances, but his other three amigos are still involved in the upper level parts of our government, and they're clearly sensitive and supportive of Iran. And we keep on with this insane policy.
Yeah, I can't get my head around this. How is mm-hmm. it that the administration not only hired these people, hired these pro-Iranian, what Ted Cruz calls operatives, basically, to function in our government, and in the case of Robert Malley, to be our liaison with Tehran, but also at the same time, Bill, they're determined to get this guy Liu as our ambassador to Israel, who also, I think, has kind of pro-Iranian sentiments. So I have to say, go back to the Obama administration. This was their big plan. They were going to have a big reset of the Middle East. Iran was the new ally to be for the United States. It was all a fantasy, but fantasies die hard, and this one has never died. And now it's been picked up by this unbelievably incompetent, ridiculous administration. I was thinking the other day, in terms of foreign policy, in terms of guidance and kind of direction. Think about Henry Kissinger as an example, and compare that man with Tony Blinken. I mean,
oh my goodness, yeah.
You know, you're
Blinken can't even carry his knapsack. By comparison,
Someone described Blinken, I think, very aptly as a very good staffer. That's who he is. He's not a Secretary of State. He's not Secretary of State material. He doesn't have a vision. The vision we have is the very poor vision of an 80-year-old man who has been sort of beguiled into thinking that with enough money, with enough pandering, Iran will turn out to be a great ally of the United States. It's absurd. Everybody knows it's absurd, except for Joe Biden.
Right. Well, I think Barack Obama was right, is we had the JV team in place, but he just had the wrong team. He didn't realize the jerseys they were wearing. I mean, this is really, truly a JV team on many levels. They're being out strategized at every level, especially when it comes to the Middle East. I mean, not only do you have the complications and that, which to me aren't that complicated, and that's why, it's puzzling, but the American people are figuring out, and this is why Joe Biden's popularity, his numbers, look at him, they continue to palm it, you know?
Yeah, I was actually just looking at that. Somebody has up on Twitter, I guess, Morning Joe, and I don't quite know where this came from, saying Biden's approval rating amongst Democrats drops 11 points in 1 month. Well, something they probably don't want to kind of mention in terms of explaining that is the fact that he's come out and been so supportive of Israel. And guess what? There's a big chunk of the Democrat Party now that is avowedly anti-Semitic. I honestly, this just blows my brains out. I cannot imagine how anybody thinks that this is an acceptable place for the Democratic Party to land. How did that happen? I have no idea.
You know, my good friend Dennis Prager, who I worked with for many years, and I asked him that question. Why do the Jews support the Democratic Party when it was the Democratic Party that would not let them into the United States when they were escaping Europe?
Well, memories are short, and they don't remember that. It's a little bit like, Republicans freed the slaves, but, guess what? Black voters don't remember that.
Right.
In this case, I think this has really, though, turned sort of general perceptions on its head. Mm-hmm. I think Americans, by and large, are shocked at the outpouring of anti-Jewish sentiment, which, let's remember, just a few months ago, calling somebody by the wrong pronoun was considered racist or whatever. Now we have people saying kill the Jews, and they're walking around college campuses like that's perfectly okay. I honestly don't understand it. I don't know why it is that college administrators aren't just coming out and saying you're gone, you don't belong on this campus, these are not the values we hold, but they're not, and it's pretty strange.
Well, you suggested, and I agree with you, that, these college professors, I mean, these are institutions of learning and thought, let's get the whole kit and caboodle together. Let's have a meeting. Let's talk about the reality. Let's talk about, just to make sure everybody understands from the river to the sea. A lot of these kids, just like Black Lives Matter, they got on the bandwagon. They started picking up the bumper sticker, statements and that with that much depth. And here it is in these, schools of higher learning, allegedly, sit them down and help them understand, what the river to the sea means, right?
Yeah, I agree. They're ignorant, which, by the way, is pretty much of a hit on these universities to begin with. These schools charge, $60,000, $70,000 a year, a lot of them, and they are not providing any kind of reasonable education. That's pretty shocking in and of itself, but then to allow that lack of education to fund and fuel all this horrible outpouring of hate, it's really unconscionable. So, I mean, these college administrators and, frankly, the boards of trustees, they've got to get a grip, because what's going on now is truly unacceptable. And there will be hell to pay. I mean, if it continues, you're going to see measures not just from donors taking back their money, but also see calls to make these colleges no longer tax exempt. And boy, would that hurt them. So I think they really have to be careful here. But It isn't even a question of being careful. This is unacceptable. How is it?
Exactly.
It's not
civil on any level. And to your point, already some big donors are pulling back their money. We've got to go to break. More from Liz Peek after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. We're going to take advantage of Liz Peek's Wall Street analytical background in her mind, and she's so good at breaking this down here. The fact of the matter is America's hurting financially, no doubt about it. Look at our credit card debt. The GDP numbers, I think, are a little confusing. Liz, you talk about getting your brain around it. On one hand, it looks good, but you got to look at what effect boosted this GDP number, and that is that it was because of spending. And yeah. part of and I know you guys were kind of kidding last night, and you know, saying, well, it's because of you know, Swift's concert, her Eras Tour, that you know, that helped with the GDP thing, but you know, Taylor Swift's concerts and that, but in part, and some of that is partially true, because what I found time and again in my experience is that when things get tough, people look for escape. I mean, Vegas yeah. right now, you know, their numbers are going up. These entertainment venues, it's going to be amazing. We got the World Series getting underway. People are going to go and pay for tickets. It's going to be sold out to capacity because people just need, they need some amusement because this is depressing, this economy yeah. that we're living under right now. What break it down for us. Tell us what reality is, okay?
We had a big number in the third quarter growth. There's no question about it. 4.9% real growth, which was a stunning number. Some of it is consumer spending, which is, to your point, kind of driven by leftover, I would say, from the COVID era. People came out of that with a lot of money in their pocket. They've been spending that down. We know that most of that surge in money that was handed out by the federal government is kind of gone now. So that's why credit card debt is going up. I think that the consumer, it kind of took advantage of summer and, again, that sort of leftover cash of money to spend a lot of money on things like Taylor Swift concert tickets and travel. And we've seen that, you know, the hiring basically has been in hospitality and travel enterprises. But, you know, I think we're at an inflection point, and a lot of economists are kind of talking about this, where the consumer, the spending number that was released this morning, looks a little bit slower. You know, the delinquencies on auto loans are almost at record highs. There are a lot of indications that the consumer is kind of beginning to pull in its horns. And by the way, consumer sentiment dropped very sharply last month. And that's always a pretty good tell in terms of what, you know, kind of what's going on. So what is going on? Yeah, government spending is still way, way too high. We're running In the year that just ended, in this last quarter, fiscal year 23, the deficit was roughly $2 trillion,
exactly.
Almost twice what it was the year before. There is no excuse for that, Bill. The reason you engage in deficit spending is when the economy is in the tank, not when the economy is already growing. And the result of that is you push up inflation. And that's kind of where we are right now. So I have a piece coming out today, I think sometime, at The Hill, talking about how Biden's fighting the Fed. The Fed is trying to raise rates, slow the economy. Jay Powell has said we need to slow the economy to get inflation under control. What does federal spending going up at a real rate of 5 or 6% do? It inflates the economy. So you
exactly.
have kind of, you know, there there was a Dr. Doolittle character called the Push Me, Pull You, and an individual, a creature with two heads, and they were constantly going in the pulling in the opposite directions. That's the Biden White House. You've got the Fed trying to slow things down, and Joe Biden, because he's in such trouble politically, because he has to pay off student loans, in his view, to attract young voters and do other things like that, you know, he basically just won't put on the brakes. And Yellen, I must say, of all the cabinet members who I find really disappointing and just underachieving, Secretary Yellen came out yesterday and said, oh, rising long-term rates isn't because we're funding so much long-term debt. No, 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 which is what, by the way, most people think, is that there's a huge purchasing of treasuries going on, which means that, sales of treasuries, which means the prices go down and yields go up. Oh, no, no, it's because we have such a robust economy. Okay, personal disposable income shrank last month. You're seeing some slowing in hiring, slowing in consumer spending. It is not because of that. It's because of the government spending.
Well, what I'm concerned about, Liz, is that, you know, this thing has become so political. And as you said, Biden's out there. He's out there buying votes still. And he's using our money to buy votes. He's setting up an expectation for, let's say, 50% of the country, 40, 50% of the country that is living off the government dole. and the trough is out, and Joe Biden keeps filling it at the expense of those that are left to, you know, make sure that we're still working hard and we're getting ready, you know, prepare yourself for more taxes, because he's got to continue to buy votes because the policies aren't delivering. Psychologically, I mean, you talk about therapy. I think a big part of this country, because they've gotten spoiled and gotten used to these entitlements and all this stuff. We're gonna have a hard battle. I mean, you know, coming back, even though, like you said, you know, you and I were talking off air, is that this era of meritocracy is out the door. But I think it's a matter of time and leadership, because people, you know, will rise to their level of excellence given that opportunity. And we saw that happen under Donald Trump. When job, you know, started exploding and people were happy again and making money again, and, you know, buying homes and all these positive things, it was like we had this pent up energy that just was willing to express itself, but it was all stifled because of the policies of Joe Biden and Barack Obama.
I agree. So here I want to quote something that Ron DeSantis puts up on Twitter today. Talking about this GDP number, says much of last quarter's growth was driven by unsustainable government spending and monetary policy. In reality, and this is right, he's right, consumer confidence is falling. Inflation is still nearly double the average of the last 30 years. Our oil reserves are at 40-year lows. Auto loan delinquencies and credit card debt are near all-time highs. And more Americans are forced to take on multiple jobs to cover basic expenses. That's kind of where we are. He's completely right. And,
exactly.
You know, Larry Kudlow is always talking about, why aren't Republicans talking more about the pro-growth policies that got us to a very good place under President Trump and that have taken us the opposite direction under Biden? I think he's right. That is a winning message. Everybody wants a solid, growing, opportunity-filled economy, and that's what we do not have now.
Without a doubt. I mean, that's the one thing, that there's a clear contrast. I always tell the kids, you know, you can allow, you know, experience to define preference. How much more experience do you need? And what is your preference? But you see, I'm concerned, again, like I said, that some of this preference is being diluted because of the machinations of the Democratic Party and Joe Biden in buying votes. This is uncalled for. I mean, what he's done to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, here we are on the brink. Liz, what happens if all hell really, I mean, we're a matchstick away from all hell breaking loose in the Middle East.
I agree. It's very scary. And I mean, it's too simple to say this, but it is so profoundly true that our enemies are looking at Joe Biden and they see weakness, Bill. How can they not see weakness? We see weakness. I mean, there is no resolve. There's no, I don't even know what you call it. There's no strength there to, you know,
there's no leadership. There's no vision. I mean, even Mike Johnson, okay, the new Speaker of the House, said in his meeting afterwards with Joe Biden, they sat down, it was very cordial, and he was respectful to this point. And he just says, you know, if you look at how Joe Biden presented himself in a speech 2 years earlier versus today, there's mental deficiency, right? How can you argue that?
No, you can't. And I don't think, I don't even think Democrats are trying to argue that at this point. I mean, it's so obvious, it's so clear. The question is, what do we do about it? I mean, it's stunning to me. It's stunning that Democrats actually think that Joe Biden should be their candidate for next, you know, in the election. I can't imagine that. Are they suicidal? I mean, do they really think this is the guy that's going to carry the country forward? I don't. I mean,
no, I think you and about 99% of America does not think that. I mean, truthfully, because it's so obvious. I know they're waiting for, you know, some savior to come down the line. Some have suggested it could be a former first lady. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Gavin Newsom's out there obviously running.
He's way, isn't he, huh? Liz Peek, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie. Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard is now assisting in the manhunt for a suspected mass shooter in Maine. The Coast Guard is using sea and air assets to help look for 40-year-old Robert Card. 18 people were killed in the town of Lewiston after a shooter opened fire inside a bowling alley and a bar last night. Residents in the area have been asked to continue to shelter in place as the manhunt for Card continues. After taking fire from Iranian proxies in the Middle East for the past couple of weeks, injuring roughly a couple dozen U.S. personnel, the United States has hit back last night. Two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militia groups were described as self-defense strikes. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a statement that at President Biden's direction, the strikes were carried out at facilities used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. A TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We got to Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Roy, how are we doing?
Great, Bill. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, it's always good talking to you. And Joe Biden is that that gift that just keeps on giving. The mullahs and the Ayatollah just, you know, they loving Joe Biden.
Well, they should. I mean, he's certainly made life incredibly easy for them. He's softened the sanctions that Donald J. Trump put on them. So-called maximum pressure campaign has turned into the maximum relaxation campaign. And, you know, people focused on the money that's gone from various places in the world into the coffers of the Ayatollahs. And the people focused on that $6 billion ransom payment was handed to them after that prisoner exchange that took place.
Exactly.
Exchange of hostages, whatever you want to call it. And, boy, that's just the beginning of it. You know, it's
exactly.
Not just the $6 billion. That's obviously it was awful. But there's a lot more money on top of that. I've got a piece at the Daily Caller on this, basically what a great friend Joe Biden has been to the Ayatollahs. And if you add up the softening of the oil sanctions, giving mm-hmm. them permission to sell steel, giving them permission to sell petroleum products and all that other stuff, it adds up to about another $70, $71 billion. So we're really talking about, under Joe Biden, somewhere along the lines of $76, $77 billion, with a B, $77 billion, that have been freed up or liberated or unfrozen, whatever term mm-hmm. you want to use. And, of course, once they've got that money, they're not there's no way to keep them from spending it solely on, you know, Iranian food stamps and helping out their students and opening hospitals and parks and bike paths. Mm-hmm. That the stuff is paying for things like rockets and grenades and mortar shells and precision-guided missiles and all sorts of other stuff. And our friends in Israel are paying a very, very steep and severe and bloody price for the tremendous generosity of Joe Biden towards the Ayatollahs in Tehran.
Well, it's amazing because here it is. Everybody on the planet knows that they are the sponsor of 90% of the terrorism that's happening on the planet. So what do you think they were going to do with that money? I mean, that's like, you know, Planned Parenthood saying, oh, well, we just get the money. We don't use it for abortion. You know, are you silly? You know, we think about, you know, women's health care. That's what we're about. I mean, it's like the uniparty of our government is so naive that they're easily, stupefied and manipulated. And Joe Biden and his team, you know, Jake Sullivan and, you know, John Kirby, the rest of them. And then on top of that, then you get to, you know, poor, you know, Corinne Jean-Pierre. Then she's got to go in front of everybody and sell this malarkey. And she does it with a straight face. I don't know. I mean, it's just embarrassing. And beyond embarrassing, as you say, DeRoy, it's dangerous because, you know, this kind of, you know, leadership or lack thereof is killing people.
Yeah, it is exactly killing people. And it's amazing to me the kind of ideas and in certain cases, total clarity with which these folks do this. This was a comment mm-hmm. from our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. This isn't like the college intern. This is the guy running the State Department. And he was on Meet the Press. October 8th is the day after the Hamas attacked Israel. Mm-hmm. And he said about our dealings with Iran, and I'm quoting here, Iran has unfortunately always used and focused its funds on supporting terrorism, on supporting groups like Hamas. And it's done that when there have been sanctions. It's done that when there haven't been sanctions. And it's always prioritized that. Now, if you are the Secretary of State and you know and you say in public on Meet the Press that mm-hmm. Iran takes money and focuses those funds on supporting terrorism, then why on earth are we sending one rusty penny of anything?
Exactly.
Why are we sending so much as a saltine cracker? And here you've got these guys falling over themselves saying, okay, let's unfreeze that money after the hostages were freed and let them get access to $6 billion. Let's soften up the oil sanctions. They can sell oil to China. That's about $52 billion worth of income. Let's help them sell petroleum products. Let's allow them to sell steel. And these guys just are absolutely almost fighting with each other to see which person in the Biden administration can be friendlier and more accommodating and hospitable towards these people who Antony Blinken says are always prioritizing the support of terrorism. It's amazing. I mean, if these guys at least said, gee, they're nice people and friendly, we really like them, and they were that naive, and they did things based on total naivete, but with total clarity, he's telling us that this guy is, the guy's an Ayatollah's in Tehran, mm-hmm. support terrorism, and yet they just cannot do enough for them, to help these guys get access to funds. It is just breathtaking.
Exactly.
What people are doing. It really is stunning. It's a shock.
You know, we were talking with a former Pentagon official this week, and I said, what's the objective here? You know, what is going on? I mean, this is the confusing thing for the American people, DeRoy, because the mainstream media is even backing this up. The fact that there would not be any pushback or, you know, critical response to a stupid answer like that is astounding to me. And so the mainstream media is all part and parcel of this cabal that, you know, keeps us dumbed down and so confused because of all the manure they're shoveling at us. And it's like, it's so frustrating because I want to get the mainstream media and just shake them and say, for goodness sakes, you know, the First Amendment, let me familiarize yourself. First Amendment, you know, the right to a free press, you know, free speech, all that good stuff. That covers you so that you can hold everybody accountable. We need you to do your job.
Yeah, they're part of the, you know, the we call it the fourth estate in a certain sense.
Yes.
De facto, fourth branch of government. And they're there to watch the watchman, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing a terrible job of it. You know, that's my business. And then you saw, for example, this, I call it rush to misjudgment, when there was that explosion at the hospital in Gaza.
Exactly.
Instantly, oh my God, look what the Israelis did. They went along with the Hamas propaganda. The hospital got blown up, 500 people killed. It's terrible. And as a consequence, the reaction was so bad that Biden's planned meeting with the leaders of Jordan, I believe, Egypt and Palestine.
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia, West Bank, all that about a week and a half ago, all that got canceled. So it had a direct impact on huge impact on American foreign policy.
Not to mention what they did to the universities. I mean, the streets all of a sudden went crazy, right?
Absolutely.
The kids are rioting. Everybody's all upset and everything that's going on.
Got it.
And here it is. And the Times, you know, and the Times finally. Did you get this? Well, I guess maybe we should have double checked because we just took the information from the mosque.
Twice rather than just run with it immediately. Yeah, I mean, it's like there's this just a rush to be first. Never doesn't matter if it's right or correct. Just be the first one out there to screen something. And then eventually, over the next few hours or day or two, you realize, oh, okay, well, actually, it was the Palestinians in Gaza were shooting rockets towards Israel, and one of them misfired and fell flat down into the parking lot of the hospital, and the unspent fuel ignited and burned a bunch of cars. In fact, the hospital itself wasn't hit. There weren't 500 casualties. In fact, I don't think anybody got killed in this instance. Mm-hmm. And over the next couple of days, once the Israelis presented the telemetry and trajectory information, they actually had some audio intercepts where a couple of Palestinian Hamas guys were saying, I think we did that one. And then there was a fantastic...
We had a misfire,
There was a video from a TV camera across the way that showed the barrage of missiles going up, and about 2 seconds later, you see one of them fall down and blow up that parking lot. And then after that, people said, okay, oops, I think the Israelis didn't do that. Hamas did it to themselves. It was a self-attack, if you will. But by that time, protesters were running around the world. The diplomatic meetings with Biden had been canceled. And as you say, American campuses were on fire. So there's just a tremendous level of irresponsibility on the part of so many American journalists, and they basically are anti-American, they're anti-Israeli. Some of them are probably anti-Semitic, and so when you have any whiff Israel has done something wrong, guess what they do? They blame Israel first, and then all sorts of damage erupts. And then, we have a big cleanup to do, and then by the time that's happened, tremendous damage already has taken place. So the level of recklessness on the part of people in my business is just staggering.
Well, and the thing is that it compromises policy and strategy here and how to conduct this campaign, because you've got Israel. I kind of sense like they're not sure if they're coming or going, and they're looking over their shoulder, you know, and here you got Joe Biden saying one thing, but you know that he's lying through his teeth, and Israel is kind of like in a state of purgatory, so to speak, if I might put it in Catholic terms. And we got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side. We got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. 1 million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
As the Biden administration mulls banning menthol cigarettes, critics warn it would increase crime and empower cartels. Here's former Arizona law enforcement officer Joby Dickinson.
Our southern border faces serious problems, and a proposed ban on menthol cigarettes would make them worse. Cartels have smuggled illegal drugs like fentanyl for years. Adding menthol cigarettes to their list of products puts more money in their pockets. Stronger cartels make for a weaker America. Oppose the federal menthol ban.
Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch with us. DeRoy, of course, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Yes, the damage, the misinformation, it's so incredulous, DeRoy, because you've had this administration complaining more, I think, than anyone, including, you know, back in the days of Richard Nixon, because he didn't like the press all that much either. You got Joe Biden has been complicit. They got quite the cabal going on here, and the media is giving him cover and allowing him to really mess this whole thing up, because it really concerns me, because I think Joe Biden, which, you know, Robert Gates said that for decades he's never gotten one foreign policy thing right, and now he's in a position as the commander-in-chief to conduct two wars right now with Ukraine, Russia, and what's going on here with Israel, Hamas. You got Hezbollah, you know, throwing missiles, and Iran just looking like they're taunting, you know, they're taunting Israel and the United States to really ignite this into something, you know, beyond what we could imagine or desire.
Yep, that's absolutely correct. And you wonder why Iran has been getting such a free ride from Biden and company. And I think there are two things going on here. One is a Neville Chamberlain-like policy of appeasement. You know, if we're just nice to the Iranians, the nicer we are to them, the nicer they'll be to us. It's sort of an international version of their views towards crime in the United States. We're nice to criminals. We just let the criminals free and let them loose and be nice to them and don't charge them anything. They'll be nice people and they'll, you know, go into insurance or real estate or maybe become teachers, and they'll be great citizens. Of course, they don't do that. What they do is go out and kill people and maim people and rob and shoplift, et cetera. So that's wrong, but this is their approach. And the other thing that Ted Cruz has stressed, the senator from Texas, is that there appears to be a pro-Iran cabal in the Biden administration. There's a gentleman by the name of Robert Massey, who's the lead negotiator on the Iran nuke deal.
Massey or Malik?
Malik.
Is it Malik?
Malik is his name.
Malik.
And Malik is the chief guy who's negotiating with the Iranians. Well, it turns out that he had just recently lost his security clearance because of mishandling of documents. And there are other people around him who are his aides, people who work on Iran policy. And these people in emails have been saying things like, you know, we support Tehran, we're here to do Tehran's bidding, et cetera. And we appear to be essentially infiltrated by Iranian spies who are not working
exactly
in, they're not working in, like, you know, the Department of Interior handling the Grand Canyon These are people working on specifically national security policy. And so maybe they're the ones who are there saying, hey, you know, here's the policy we've got to follow. Let's be nice to the Ayatollahs. The nicer we are to them, the nicer they'll be to us. And those things go up the line. And I guess Biden or Blinken or whoever it is, Jake Sullivan, say that sounds good. They sign off on it. And you get this pro-Tehran, pro-Ayatollah policy continuing because you've got pro-Ayatollah people infiltrating our government, pushing that kind of thing. It's truly astonishing. I mean, this sounds like something out of Alger Hiss back in the 1950s.
Exactly. Well, they get rid of Malik, and then his three amigos are still there. I mean, and can you imagine, DeRoy? I mean, this guy was so bad, they took away all his top secret clearance. They stripped him of everything and kicked him out of the government. This is how bad this guy was. But the other, his three compadres, they leave working there. And these other guys are the ones that have also supported, you know, this appeasement campaign with Iran and the loosening of the sanctions of oil being sold to China. And, you know, of course, that's, as you said, has ended up raking in somewhere between 70, I've heard numbers as high as $80 billion. And, you know, so it swelled up their coffers because now go back, because you always like to do this, is let's compare what happened when Donald Trump was in office. I mean, Iran was on the ropes. I mean, their coffers were about as low as our strategic petroleum reserve. They were suffering. And then Joe Biden comes in and, you know, they, without saying anything to anybody, allow Iran to sell oil, which was against the law. Oh, yeah, that law thing, that inconvenient law deal. Well, that's all right. We'll just ignore that and sell oil and allow their coffers to be rebuilt. And they swell up. I think they were down to about $4-6 billion. And then like in less than a year, you know, they're up to like $40-50 billion.
Oh,
what a deal.
And again, in this article, I've got it. The Daily Caller, Daily Signal ran it as well. And I've got very specific figures here under the Trump administration, which basically had Iran in a vice, they were exporting in 2020 as little as 100,000 barrels per day. In August, they were up to 1.5 million barrels. That's up 1,400%. So this isn't just a slight increase. This is 15x over what they were selling under Trump. I mean, this is enormous. And their foreign exchange reserves went from $4 billion in the Trump administration all the way up to $72 billion in foreign exchange reserves under Biden. So this has been, you know, not just saying nice things or avoiding saying nasty things to the Ayatollahs. This is basically lining their coffers, you know, gilding their bank accounts. And with that money, if they took this money and put it into, you know, art therapy and better drugs and, you know, cleaning up the parks and fountains and monuments in Iran, that would be one thing. But we know very well that these people take this money and they give it to Hezbollah, they give it to Hamas, they give it to Palestinian Islamic Jihad, they give it to the Houthi rebels in Yemen they've been launching missiles at Israel from Yemen that we've had to knock out with our capabilities. And those folks are getting funded by Iran, which has a lot of money, and they couldn't care less about their own people. They'd rather put this money to killing Jews in Israel. And I might add, attacking U.S. forces. We've had something like 20 different attacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Since the attack on Israel. And there's no response from Biden. Our guys, we have 20 U.S. servicemen who've been injured in attacks from Iranian proxies. And the response from Joe Biden is snoring right through it.
Well, no wonder recruiting levels are at all time low. Who wants to, you know, involve and put their life on the line when you've got a military and a commander in chief that's so compromised?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to think the commander in chief has got your back, but when the commander in chief is basically, you know, rubbing the backs of the Ayatollahs in Tehran, you kind of wonder, gee, if I join the armed services, am I going to be protected by this guy or steered into harm's way by your own White House? It looks very much like the latter right now.
Well, exactly. I mean, and, you know, lest we forget what he did in Afghanistan, and that, you know, that's there. That's obvious. In all the decisions since then, anything that has to do with the military and Joe Biden, I can't come up with any positive. And I've looked. I mean, I try to come up with something. You know, he can't be this wrong all the time. I mean, he's got to get something right. Because even as they say, a blind squirrel will find a nut once in a while. He can't even find a nut.
Yeah, you know, I've had this discussion with friends of mine. In fact, this was just over the weekend. We're talking about this, and we were saying, isn't it remarkable that every single thing the Democrat Party does these days, domestically or overseas, I'll be very polite here, is transformed into manure, turns into fertilizer. Everything. I mean, you look at crime, you look at inflation, you look at spending, you look at the quote-unquote border, which is now dead. I was born in 1848 and died in 2021. That's gone. Critical race theory, all the gender stuff, and then overseas, you say, the disaster in Afghanistan, the disaster we now have in Iran, Iran attacking our forces, us not responding, the mess in Ukraine. You can just go down the list, and I can't think of anything. China, I didn't mention China and China being on the loose. I can't think of anything these guys have done, any Democrats have done under Joe Biden, where they can say, yeah, this is great. We did this. It turned out well. It's just disaster, a top calamity, a top catastrophe, a top embarrassment, a top fiasco.
Yeah, I don't know after everything is all said and done. You know, I think it's quite interesting here where Israel is at in relying on all people, you know, on advice from Joe Biden and Jake Sullivan and John Kirby and the likes. This is just something that just seems just inherently wrong on so many levels, because it seems that the very thing that the Biden administration wants to avoid, I think most people would want to avoid, we don't want, you know, to accelerate this thing into a regional war. But like I said, when we first opened up the conversation, to me, it looks like Iran is just, they're daring Israel. They're daring the United States to get involved. They want, you know, a regional war that could, you know, even just, you know, let it all hang out. I mean, let's just go full blown World War III.
I think that's true, and I think it's not just in terms of sort of their strategic foreign policy approach. A lot of this is driven by completely insane theology. Ayatollahs and those folks in Iran have a sort of a theological approach which sort of embraces the idea of Armageddon and apocalypse, and you know, they're sort of itching for the final, you know, the final showdown with the infidels. After which, I suppose Muhammad will come back, or Allah will come back and bless the earth, or whatever it is. Once the Jews and Gentiles have been killed, and you know, people like us recoil at the idea of the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, and the mushroom clouds over Times Square, and you know, Hollywood and Vine. But I think the folks in Tehran sort of find that appealing. And so I think they, rather than trying to move towards peace, I think they want a confrontation. I think they want, you know, the final countdown, if you will. And when you're dealing with people like that, like that, with that kind of an attitude, not just based on, you know, some whim or some lark, but based on their deep-seated religious beliefs, you've got to take that very seriously and proceed with tremendous caution, strength, and resolve. And we're not getting any of the above from these guys. Instead, you know, on a good day, you get a policy of focused appeasement. On a bad day, you just get vacillation and lack of clarity, and the president almost falling off the stage when he finishes speaking.
Exactly. So so the question is, what's going to be left for the globalists? I mean, if it's all up to hell in a handbasket in a big mushroom cloud, well, that ends their party too, right? Just saying.
It's hard to be a globalist when there's no globe.
Exactly. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy Murdoch has been our guest. Thank you, DeRoy. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, Bill. Good to talk to you as well. Thank you.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm